Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well, and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motatila Domini. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Tanin.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And let me see here. We don't need that one, and we don't need that one. And what else do we not need? And we don't need that one. And we're going to need to update something over here real quick. Well, good morning to all of you that are listening and watching. It is Monday. It is the Monday after Thanksgiving. No, is it? No, it's not.
No.
It feels like it. Well, I'll tell you why.
It's two Mondays. It's two Mondays.
Well, you know what? See, here's the thing. For me, this was Thanksgiving weekend because my precious daughter that lives out of country, has been here visiting. And so we had our big Thanksgiving get together, and we also got a chance to go up to the great little town of Burnet, Texas. And if you've never done this before, And you've ever thought about, you know, I'm going to visit Texas. And listen, there's a lot of freedom here. So there's a good reason to think about, you know, visiting the great state of Texas. And particularly you can visit my little community here, Bandera, Texas, which is the cowboy capital. But more importantly, over this weekend, we went to a little place called Burnet, Texas, where they reenact Bethlehem. And literally they do it the first couple of weeks of December every year. And it's always just a really, really neat experience. Everybody is in costume and in character. It's like going back to Bethlehem on the day that Jesus was born. And, it's really quite a cool experience. So we did that. We put in a well in India this weekend, well number 34. However, I will say that Microsoft wanted me to do an update. They had this update that I was warned not to do. They fixed it, by the way, for those of you with a PC, and a Microsoft, OS, they fixed the problem of Microsoft 11. Finally, on the 29th of November, they just came out with a brand new kernel update to fix all of the junk that had been causing us to crash consistently on that platform. So that's been fixed. So you might want to do an update. And this update will help because I finally did it, but I couldn't get on Skype. But we did do our well on Friday, and I'll have that posted, or it is being posted right now at CG4I in India. Big news. Hour number three today. Loy Brunson will be on the program. The Brunson brothers filed two separate lawsuits. Raylan filed one. Loy filed the other one. They channeled up because one of them took a state court route and one took a federal court route. The state court got jammed. The federal one, I believe, is the one that is Loy's, but we'll get that clarified. It doesn't really matter. But at any rate, the bottom line is that Loy Brunson's case was accepted by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. It has been put onto their docket, and they will have a hearing, and they will hear it. And this is a case that could totally and completely, well, it would be a huge step in restoring the constitutional republic of the United States of America, because it would call on the carpet every senator and every congressional member, the former vice president, the president, and the current vice president for having blocked an investigation into a national security issue of a foreign nation interfering with our elections, which the Director of National Intelligence gave them a preliminary report and said, we need to investigate this. We have evidence that the CCP, that China, interfered with our elections, and the investigation is underway, and we need 10 more days to work on that election. And we need you to allow us to do that. And 385 individuals voted no and thereby violated their constitutional oath and blocked the 15th Amendment from being in effect. We'll have a full hour with him. Hour number three, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, no, Eastern, 9 to 10 Central. Please be tuned in for that. Jeff Zink is with us, bottom of this hour. Michelle Swinnick is with us also on the program today. Jeff's going to give us an update on what's happening with the Kerry Lake and that lawsuit. MTG just came out and demanded a federal investigation into the corruption of Arizona's election. And there's been big breaking news in Cochise County on what's going to happen today, because the meeting that was held in Arizona was an illegal meeting, and Michelle will fill us in with regards to that. Dr. David Wormser is with us today. Lots going on with regards to Iran. And, and then right now, Mr. Rick Manning is with us, and we got a lot to talk about lame duck sessions and Woo! Rick, I'm telling you what, brother. We got a show today, boy.
Well, you have a big show. It's a, I have to say, it'll be really interesting what happens with that Supreme Court case. It has massive ramifications. And as we learn more and more about what happened with, Twitter and other social media companies, a direct request of, in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State, requesting that her opponents, Twitter, people who said things she didn't like, that they be basically, shut down on Twitter.
Yeah.
The irony on this is that, the Federal Election Commission could come back and charge Elon Musk with a massive fine for illegal electioneering. And the people who actually engaged in illegal electioneering, will get off scot-free because it's not a criminal charge. The illegal electioneering that they'd be charged with, it'd just be an illegal campaign contribution. So it becomes really an interesting, on a federal level, it's what we know has been going on. But on the state level, if it's just election interference, essentially it's a corporation being involved in an election that they weren't allowed to be involved in, and consequently, there's fines for the perpetrators, and since the perpetrators aren't there anymore, I don't know what happens. It'll be interesting to follow. But it's enraging. I mean, it's absolutely enraging, and if people aren't able to be held accountable, then, it shows a real flaw in the system. But you're going to talk about Arizona later. Let's talk about lame duck.
Yes.
Lame duck. One of the things that Senator McConnell wants to do in lame duck is, quote unquote, clarify the election laws to make it so, a future vice president never has the opportunity / responsibility to determine whether an election is fairly held again. They want to basically make it so, to change the law and abdicate congressional responsibility for overseeing the laws. I don't know if they can or they can't do it, constitutionally. I think there'll be some conversation, but essentially they're looking at doing that. They've got an omnibus that Mitch McConnell really, really, really wants to pass. Is essentially rubber stamping the Democrat agenda for another year. The alternative is to do a continuing resolution short term, keep the funding flat right now, go and have another run at it in February, March when the Republicans control the House. Representatives like Chip Roy from Texas is leading the charge on that, trying to stop it. And Ted Cruz and others are doing the same. But essentially what those who want to pass an omnibus, which pushes the funding bill all the way to September, funds the Democrat priorities for the rest of this year. What they're arguing is, we need to have stability. The military needs to know how much money they're going to be getting. And so let's just do it and effectively make it so the new House Republican majority never really gets a meaningful chance to imprint their agenda on it, because next year in October, September, October, they'll do another CR like they always do. And it'll be the closer you get to the presidential election, and you'll be in presidential election season then, the less anything that's going to happen in terms of trying to have fights over big issues. So if you care about 87,000 IRS agents being hired by the IRS, and they're being hired right now, if you care about that, you want them to do a continuing resolution, because Republicans can take care of that in February and stop it. But they can't take care of it when the Democrats control all the levers of power.
And that is essentially what you're saying, that McConnell is trying to get accomplished.
Yeah,
in a manner of speaking.
He hasn't publicly said this, but the the way you know he's trying to have it accomplished is this committee chairman, the Appropriations Committee Chairman, Dick Shelby, is pushing really hard to have the omnibus. And if McConnell said we're just doing a CR, there wouldn't be any talk about an omnibus. It would be done.
Okay.
So it's one of those things. It's kind of a passive approval, sort of like what he did with this crazy bill that they passed last week, or was it the week before, on marriage, the ill-named defense of marriage.
Which, by the way, folks, Nancy Pelosi has said is going to probably be passed probably either today or tomorrow, I guess. But they're planning to get that passed this week. It's called the Respect for Marriage Act. And, you know, Chaps and I talked about this. I've talked about this repeatedly. And folks, let me just leave it at this. Number one, if you care about marriage, which is the bedrock of any civilization, any culture, any country, if you care about children, I think that's the most important thing to understand, because once this is in place, the drag queen hours, the hormone changes, the girls competing in boys sports, the rapes that are happening, like, what happened to, my new friend Tim Scott and his daughter, all that is now codified and will continue enforced. Back after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. And, you know, Rick, we were having the conversation. I was mentioning we were going in, and I just want to be clear. Here's, because people will say, well, how do you connect the children and education and all this to this bill? And it's supposed to be respect for marriage. I mean, shouldn't we, you know, be in love and accepting and diversification and all this other kind of stuff? And the thing to understand is it does get to, read the overhauling of straight America. Read what that is. Read what that says. This is all about sexual preference. That at the end of the day, this is about a choice of who you want to have sex with. Have sex with who you want to have sex with. But you don't get to codify that. And they've already done it. It's interesting. Thank you, Lord. They already did this, Rick. Planned Parenthood codified fornication. Planned Parenthood and abortion codified fornication, which is the reason that we have so much sterilization amongst young people, because there are certain STDs that they pass that aren't syphilis and they aren't gonorrhea, but they cause sterilization, and when they get ready to have children in their late 20s, they can't.
Right.
But the codifying of fornication, which is the beginning of the stripping of the conscience of the young people, and you have to strip a civilization or a culture's conscience in order to control it. Once you have eliminated the conscience, which is what Ward Connerly and I talked about Thursday, the knower, if you will. Once you've gotten rid of the knower, once that's dead, once that's got a stake driven in it and the heart of it is killed, now you end up with what we were talking about in the break, Rick, and I'll pass this on to you, and that is, why do senators, congressional members, you mentioned, you know, young staffers on the Hill, why is there this transition happening, this undercurrent that's taking place? Why would they vote for a Respect for Marriage Act, which is going to literally mean that your 4- and 5-year-old, your grandkids and your kids are going to be introduced? I'm sorry, I know it's early. But they're going to be, because in about 45 minutes to an hour, if you're dropping your kids off at public school today, they are going to be given an education on anal sex and masturbation. And that starts at the age of 8. And they are codifying that this week with the Respect for Marriage Act. Rick?
Yeah, that's true.
Just a fact.
And it's a fact. And there's and the Department of Education under Biden already has changes in law, changes in regulations under Title IX, which most of us think of as being a football, basically football. Okay. It makes it so you have to have more women's sports in order to have football. And so we think about Title IX in terms of collegiate sports, but Title IX is an equality, extent regulation, and the equality extends if this, when this bill passes, it will pass the House. It's already passed the Senate, with 12 Republican votes to make it pass. It's going, you know, it deals with transgenders. It deals with transgenders, running in, you know, running in meets, participating in wrestling against, participating in women's sport, men's participating in women's sports. Your education, we're going to sit there and you're not going to be able to say no at the local level. If you take federal money, you're not going to be able to say no. What's more, because it's under the Civil Rights Act and they're expanding civil rights, you're going to end up having federal cases. You're going to be presumed guilty until proven innocent. And the presumption is the law is the law. The law says that you have to abide by this stricture. These folks no longer say, oh, we want you to stay out of our government, out of their bedroom. They want government in their bedroom kind of applauding and forcing you to applaud everything that goes on in their bedroom. And that's the big difference between 30 years ago and today. There's no longer, this is the transition that we worried about 30 years ago that has now occurred.
And, you know, when you mention about two things I want to get in our last minute, one is understanding the reason you've got senators and congressmen who you may think, why would they be voting this way, is a thing called ESG, okay, which is the equality,
environmental, social,
and governance. And those are scores. So when these people are getting ready to get out, which they're already planning, they have to find a job. We all do. Everybody's got to look for work. Well, where are they going to go to work at? They're going to have to go to work at a corporation, usually on a board of directors, perhaps in an executive position. But corporations are being pigeonholed and forced no matter what. In fact, Tractor Supply, which blows me away, Tractor Supply, one of the most conservative groups of customers you could possibly find. The CEO of Tractor Supply just funded a drag queen hour. I'll be back with hour two, or second half coming up right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I am very, very pleased to have my next guest back with me. It's been a minute, and a lot has taken place, and that is why we are getting back together, because there's so much going on to discuss. As I mentioned, Michelle Swinnick will be with us next hour. Lots to cover, though. In between, Dr. David Wormser will be with us to talk about Iran and what's happening in the Middle East. But there's so much going on right now in Arizona. We'll talk about this probably more with Michelle, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, has called for a federal investigation predicated on the reveal that Katie Hobbs used the power of the Arizona Secretary of State to collude with Twitter to violate the First Amendment to try to influence the election. This is huge. This is really, really, really big, and it is significant, and it is everything that we, as Americans should 100%. This is why absolute power corrupts absolutely. You're getting a picture of it. But Jeff, there's some other things that are going on as well. You have been working closely with the Carrie Lake, election.
It's the election integrity team, and yeah. It's the attorneys that are representing her. And the thing is that we're also working with Abe Hamadeh as well, and Mark Fincham. And the reason why is that there's so much corruption and collusion that's taking place, and we're uncovering it. And we also have the evidence. So in 2020, when we stated, and I've come on your show and I stated, yep, clearly, we had dead voters that voted. We've had sex offenders that have voted. We have found now something that's really interesting, which was, so let's take Florida for example. They have 7 million people that live in Florida.
Okay.
We have 3.1 that live in Arizona. In an entire year, over 23,000 people moved in Florida. In Maricopa County alone, 2 months before the election, we had 30,000 people move. 1 month before the election, we had those 30,000 move back. Now, why is that so significant? Well, that was right at the time when mail-in ballots were sent out.
Right.
Well, now you have 30,000 ballots that have went out, and as they've gone out, the problem that we have is that now what happened to those undeliverable ballots and stuff? And so now we've accounted for 30,000 unaccountable, undeliverable ballots, and that's greater than anybody's race. That's greater than,
right,
than all four of those races there. So now we're sitting down and we're looking at this and going, all right, because all of the judges in the past, we learned so much. Everybody's gone, well, we haven't learned, or we haven't won a battle yet. You know, we're 97 and 0 and all of this other stuff. And I keep telling them, all we need is a Trenton. And if people know their history about George Washington, he had lost every battle until Trenton. After Trenton, he never lost another battle, and we ended up winning the war.
Right.
So I don't care how many battles that we do, but here's the other thing, and I'm always one of these that gives hope. I mean, I'm an ordained minister as well, and our hope is found in Jesus. We're not found in anything here on this earth of hope, but here's the thing. What we're now uncovering is stuff that's going to reflect only one person and one person only, and that God has stepped in. Remember, this is the year of Jubilee. This is accountability. This is the reveal of what's taking place, and this is so that we can lead people to Jesus Christ. And all of these growing pains that we're having right now are things that are pointing to people where there's no other place to go except for at the foot of the cross. And so for all of us, all of these things that are taking place, but then it's going to be really important. So when we start hitting these lawsuits starting today, you know, there's the thing is that I have the privilege of, and I can't go into detail, but we have several lawsuits that are going to be hitting this week. And as it goes through this week, just understand that as we then have the election torn down, and Arizona's going to have to go back to the polls, and they're going to have to re-vote, and we're going to do one-day voting, paper ballots, hand count at the precinct level, because we're going to have to remove everybody that was involved in the last election. They're going to be removed and can't be involved in it. And Katie Hobbs is one of them, because she didn't step down and she's complicit in all of the things that were going on. and the Twitter is just part of it. I mean, there's so much evidence that's coming out. So great hope. Keep your listeners need to make sure that they understand things are coming and God's in control.
Amen. 100%. Well, and understand too about what God's word has to say about elections and election integrity. You know, the Bible talks about in I believe it's Proverbs 11:1, but it talks about that, you know, God despises unequal scales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The word of God, it says that he despises unequal scales. And this is out of 1 Timothy 1, but we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for manstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. So again, laws are made for those who break the law.
Hmm?
Because good people, and so when you make a law then that violates good people, you haven't made a good law.
Exactly. Well, and that's the reason why our founding fathers, when they set up the Constitution, and the thing is that we need to go back to the original 10 amendments. I mean, those things were set in place, and what we've added since then has really not helped the Constitution. But the thing is that we as individuals that believe in God, we have a higher calling. We do what is right. My father always says, do what is right when nobody's looking. It's called integrity.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we need to do, is we need to have more people that have integrity and vet out your people. So again, so this is a shameless plug on my part. I'm still in the fight. I did not concede my race. The algorithms that were used in my race to take it, people look at it and they go, oh, you lost by 109,000 votes to 36,000 votes. You know, your vote is not even close. Yet when you look at the algorithm and they steal over 68,000 votes, you take 68,000 away from him and you give me 68,000, I win. And so this is the thing is that I'm still in the fight. I'm still taking donations. You can go to jeffzinkforcongress.com, and you can hit the donate button. When we go back into, getting our elections back on track, I'm going to be right in the fight, of all of this, and need to have, the money to fight and go on to commercials and things like that here locally in Phoenix, so I can get to Washington DC, so that we can have a pastor that will be in Washington DC that will be fighting for the Christian values.
Well, and Maricopa County, if they do what should be done in Maricopa County, which is to hold a new election, that's really what you're talking about, Jeff, because that means that everything that happened in Maricopa County, the largest county in Arizona with the most votes, and that would impact every single one of these races, including your own, if they do what should be done, which is scrub it and start over, and there's other ramifications as well. What Katie Hobbs has done, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a prosecutor, but it certainly seems to me that this kind of behavior should have some legal ramifications. That's all I can say to that. Here's a scripture, Proverbs 11:1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Proverbs 20:23. Unequal weights are an abomination to the Lord, and false scales are not good. And then Proverbs 20:10, unequal weights and an unequal measure are both alike an abomination to the Lord. We're going to take a break and we come back more with Jeff Zink, including some information about J6 that we need you to understand as well, because this is all tied together.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Jeff Zink. I know we normally play I Believe, but I believe that what we're about to talk about falls so much in line with the I Believe statement, which talks about marriage and the importance of marriage and our traditional values. You know, Isaiah 61:8 says, "For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them." The Lord doesn't like lawlessness. In fact, Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 says, when they come to him and they say, "Lord, we did this miracle and we did that miracle, we did all these things." And then the Lord says to them, "Depart from me, you who practice iniquity. I never knew you. I never knew you." Folks, don't get caught up in thinking that because of some good deed that you're engaged in on one end, that if you are practicing issues that the Lord calls iniquity, that are lawless, Jesus Christ and salvation is not a covering so that God would turn a blind eye to your continued practice of evil. That's not what happened at the cross. Jesus Christ came. This is good news. And anything you ever did, anything Paul was a murderer, folks. People talk about, oh, well, Moses. Yeah, and Moses didn't see the promised land. I believe he's in heaven. It's obvious by the transformation figure, but he didn't get to see the promised land. Paul got to go to heaven even while he was here. And I can tell you, as a guy that died three times and went, wow. But let me tell you this, and it ain't because I'm special. Let me tell you this. The Word of God says, Ephesians 2:5, we have been put in heavenly places through our relationship with Christ. We're all there now. We're all there now. But don't disassociate yourself with what's happening here, because actually we are, and this is going to sound really new agey, but it's not. We are the portal by which the kingdom of heaven has arrived on here on earth, because Jesus pronunciated the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Is at hand. Repent. And so our good news is that all your sin, every bit of it, I don't care how bad it is, Jesus Christ washed it away. Washed it away. But then he did something else that's even more dramatically powerful. He took the nature that is in you that did all that stuff, and he took it to the cross with him, and he nailed it on the cross to die, so you don't struggle in it anymore. Philippians 2:12 and 13. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But here is the miss. Here is where most of Christianity misses the mark. Because 13 says, for it is God who is working in you to will and to do for his good pleasure. It is God who is working in you to will. You don't have to struggle. It's what I'm telling you. You've been set free. You've been set free. How horrible would it be to be given this set of rules and laws and things to follow, and then be given an innate nature that wars against that? Paul talks about this in Romans.
Right.
But then he says in Romans 7, but for the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how he closes Romans 7. But for that good news! Because the good news is you have been set free. When you confess your sins, he washes it away, and he does a supernatural work of taking that old nature, nailing it on the cross, and then when you rise again, he hasn't cleaned you up. He hasn't taken an old fish and gutted it and cleaned it up and propped it up, put lipstick on a pig. He has made you a new creation in Christ. Glory to God. You are not who you were before you encountered Jesus Christ. And the lie the church has been guilty of perpetrating, I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, you're not. No, you are not. You are saved, sanctified, washed in the blood, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. You are a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Your full potential and full value has been exchanged for all those filthy rags, and it's in you now. All right, I'm done preaching, preacher.
All right, not a problem. Well, and so one of the things that we were talking about in the commercials was my son, who went to the 15th stay hearing. This time he was actually going to plead to a misdemeanor, and the judge rejected it. The prosecutor now is having to make a decision to either lie further and try to bring up even more charges against my son, or actually have to drop all the charges and release him. Well, obviously, we're hoping that the latter is going to be true and that he is then released from this. Completely.
And let's be clear. So what's happened here is that Jeff and his son were there on January the 6th. They were there to peacefully protest, to peacefully express their concerns about shutdowns, lockdowns, closing churches, the restrictions on freedom of speech, the restrictions on freedom of religion, the stolen election, which is the 15th Amendment, the open borders, all of the issues that we talk about here on the program, that as Christians and as believers living in a Christian and righteous nation that is a nation that is designed to be the light to the world and to be an example upon which all of the nations around the world want to come to America because of all of the promises that are associated with our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And so people showed up on January the 6th. Yeah, they supported President Trump. Okay, great. But it wasn't about a man. It was about the Constitution and the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America, and saying, hey, you guys are supposed to be representatives, not tyrants. Now act like it. And we're here to let you know that there are millions of people out here in the country that want you to do what is righteous and what is godly and what should be done. And so you and your son went there and were peacefully a part of it, never breached the Capitol, and yet both of you experienced what many who were there on January 6th have experienced, and that is being harassed by a rogue Gestapo organization that is marching around under the fake pretenses of the acronym FBI.
Absolutely. And the thing is that, they don't have any evidence because there's not any. We didn't go inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
They're saying that we trespassed on federal grounds, but the last I checked, it was the people's, house. It's the people's grounds. They don't have a leg to stand on. Our founding fathers wanted it to be open so that the people could have access to Congress, Senate, and the presidency. And you know, and if you're not doing anything nefarious and wrong, then you have nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to be afraid of. And so this is one of the reasons why I sat down and I've been so adamant. They didn't charge me with anything. My son was with me 100% of the time, yet my son was arrested. So he's been used as a weapon against me. I've been asked to drop out of the race. They dropped the charges on my son. It's all of these nefarious things that are going on.
Yeah. And so that's why you were explaining about the situation, which we're running out of time here, but I just wanted, so that's why Jeff was explaining about his son, and they had to go down to a misdemeanor. And then when they presented it to the judge said, you don't even have a case. So unless you can find a case and they could come back to me, I don't know why we're doing this. At the end of the day, that's what's going on here. So keep praying for Jeff Zink. Keep praying for his son. Keep praying for all of our J6 defendants that are defending themselves against tyranny, because it could land at your door. Jeff, God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Jeff for Congress. Jeff Zink for Congress.com. Jeff Zink for Congress.com, spelt out all the way. And be sure and check it out. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.